True Monster Stories by Terry Deary, read by Danica Fairman. Introduction.
Monsters, monsters, monsters.
People have been telling stories about monsters ever since they could tell stories. They're the things that we meet in nightmares. They scare the life out of us. We love them. What is a monster? A dictionary will tell you it's a misshapen animal. Sometimes monsters are huge, like the creature in Loch Ness. Sometimes they are small, like the little vampire bat. Usually they are evil and out to harm humans. But what we really want to know is, are they real? Here is a collection of monster stories, some from distant times and distant places, some from here and now. Somebody, somewhere, at some time, swore that each one was true. You have to make up your own mind. All I can do is give you this clue. There are three explanations for monster stories: fibs, foolishness, and facts. Fibs. People tell lies. Many people have told monster fibs about monsters. Amazing stories. There are stories that help them explain something, like the girl who let her herd of yak die and claimed they were attacked by a giant ape man. Perhaps they were. But why did the ape man not attack her? There are stories that make people sit up and take notice of you, like the man who read about the monster Bigfoot in America and decided to tell the world about the time he was kidnapped by a family of them. Perhaps he was. But why did he wait 30 years to tell his sensational tale? There are stories that make you money. Roll up, roll.